Good morning and welcome to my mobile recording studio on an extremely wet Friday morning in Cork in Ireland. It's Paul O'Mahony, hoping to stay with you for about 5 or 6 minutes and hoping that you'll give me that much attention and hoping that you're going to have a great weekend as well. Anyway, the question that that this audio boo is going to be all about is, who are you? Who am I? Who are you? Who are we? And it's all going to be about that. Now, I want to just say something at the very beginning, which is that there are two sides to this. There are two implied questions. It is, one is, who do you feel you are? Who do you think you are? Who do you experience yourself as? So, in other words, what do you think of yourself? And the other side to it is, who do other people think you are? And, of course, what you think you are, or who you think you are, and, you know, what you think you mean, is all very well in your own mind, but other people make up their own mind too. So there are two sides to it, and it's good to be clear that you can be entirely and utterly clear about what you are and what you're doing, what you're up to, what you stand for, and other people can have an entirely different concept in their head. So there can often be a complete mishmash between them. And this was recently addressed in a very interesting way by two people on Audioboo, VI Podcasting and Claire Randall. Claire Randall. I can't remember if she's C-L-A-I-R-E, but I think she is C-L-A-R-E, and she's Randall with D-A-L-L. Anyway, the key thing about this is they addressed it. For me, they addressed it at least in the form of speculating or between them in a rather whimsical way. I wonder what other people think of us. What sort of ideas do people have in their head about what we are and what we do? You know, what is it that people don't know about us? And that got me thinking, and I've brooded on that for many days, because without sharing anything about it, but I'm really wanting to bring this out into the open this morning. So, who am I? Now, the other thing that happened is that yesterday or the day before morning, I shared a piece of audio which was about what my day had been like. You know, what I'd done during the day. And it was kind of nitty-gritty stuff in that it said I went from this hotel to this hotel and I did this on Skype and I met this person and this is kind of things that they said and all that. And it was, in a way, the more I did it, the more I did the audio, the more I realised that I hadn't actually done had a go at doing a comprehensive, this is what I did have done today, audio for a long time. It went up, the audio went out on Audioboo, the audio went out on up on the Audioboo website, but it got carried off to faraway places via Facebook and Twitter, and that's when it really got interesting for me, because you get hardly any comments on your Audioboos, at least that's my experience, and if all of you are getting loads and loads of comments on your Audioboos, please let me know how you do it. But anyway, I get very few comments on my audio boos. But I do get more comments via Twitter about my audio. So anyway, up out of the blue, completely out of the blue, pops a poker guy from Las Vegas. I call him a poker guy. He'll know exactly what I mean. I'm really, really very, you know, never met this man, but I'm very fond of him. And I admire him. And I think he, you know, he's a man who I'm really looking forward to meeting someday. But he's out there in Las Vegas, and he's actually... not so much that he's a world's greatest gambler. I don't know how much gambling he does. He's certainly a professional poker player. The other thing is that he's actually, I think, spreading the message to a community about poker. Anyway, that's what Steve Brogan does. That's what he does for a living, as far as I know. So, the point is that Steve Brogan thanked me for the Audioboo, and he said in it, he said, well, now I have a much better idea of where you work and how you work. And I thought, isn't that really nice of him? He's really, if even one person is more clear about, and then I stopped and I thought, hang on a minute. He said where I do it and how I do it. Right. But he hasn't said what I do and why I do it. these things. He may not even know what I do, you know, what I'm hoping to achieve, etc. He knows my style, right? Fair enough, he knows my style. Or at least he knows what I have to say about my style, and he can sort of compare it with what he thinks about my style. And anyway, all that stuff is pretty clear, and where I'd probably been more explicit about where I'd been. So he could kind of get an idea about how I'd move from one place to the other, how long I'd spend in the Rivoli Hotel, how long I'd spent in Electric in Cork, how long I'd spent in wherever I had actually been working that day. But the key thing I come back to is what and why do I do? Now, that's too big. I could say, well, look, if you want to know what I do, go to my website. That is not an answer that is acceptable to anybody anymore, right? Including me, I wouldn't give it, except in a kind of a joke. I have the responsibility, if somebody expresses even the slightest degree of interest in what I do, the ball is firmly back in my court, not in theirs. I mean, if I put obstacles in the way of people so that they have to go out of their way to find out what I do, well, to be blunt, in a world full of innumerable temptations, they ain't going to do it. And in a year's time, they'll also be telling me, you know, or they may not. Even worse, they won't be telling me in a year's time that they know what I do. Or they certainly won't be. And if they don't know what I do, they certainly won't be offering me suggestions to do stuff which they think I could do, which I'm not doing. Because as soon as you tell somebody what you're doing, you immediately tell them what you're not doing. And that is actually, you know, if I had to say, you know, profound realizations I have from life, which is, of course, you haven't asked me to do that, but one of them is that whatever you do tells people what you don't do, would be one of them. You know, the notion that everything is communicated in, you know, based upon what people say they'll do or what people report or anything like that is, people are noticing more what you don't say than what you do say. And they're comparing what they thought you were going to say with what you did say. And it gets very complicated, as indeed you'd expect highly evolved animals like humans. So back to the question of what do I do and why do I do it? Well, I said I was going to be 5 minutes and I better shut up, because to be honest, there's no way I'm going to start with the question of what do I do and why do I do it at this stage, because all the people, you know, it's not fair. So I'm going to do a couple of more audioboos, and I'm not going to do them immediately. And I think of the what and the why, I think I'm going to start with why. I'm going to do the why first. I was totally and utterly converted by the approach that Steve Jobs took when he went down the road of, in effect, saying the first thing we're going to tell people is why we do it. The second thing we're going to show people is how we do it. And by the way, we make computers. And those of you who have seen a TED Talk available on YouTube called something like The Story of Why, by a guy whose name is, I think, Sendak or whatever it is. Anyway, if you put in, you know, The Story of Why Apple into the search engine, you'll get probably, for me, one of the most influential pieces of video that I've ever seen in my life related to my work. Actually related to more than my work, related to my life. What can I tell you elsewise? I can tell you elsewise that I'm having difficulty negotiating a turn off this motorway, and I'm actually just about doing it, and I've done it, so I'm pleased. Okay, look, I wish you better weather than this. I wish you a great year of the horse, a great, great year of the horse, and I wish good riddance to the year of the snake. You know, it did not treat me kindly. I didn't treat other people I know really kindly. But yesterday I met somebody who it had treated kindly, extremely kindly. They had had their best year in business ever in 2013. But as far as I was concerned, it was definitely, year of the snake was a bad year. So, year of the horse. You know, horses are great, aren't they? So we're going to have a good year this year. Okay, I'll be back to this audiobook channel, talking with as many of you as I can attract as soon as possible, and probably no later than sometime later today. Thank you very, very much. Paul O'Mahony, wishing you all the best. And by the way, if you have any interest in what I do in my for work and to earn a crust, you could actually go over to our website, which is changeagents, all one word, .ie. Okay, all the best. Bye-bye.